The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo is with me, the entertainment journalist and John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time here on News Talk with recommendations of what to watch. And ye have both seen the big release of this week. Is that right?
That's right.
And John's going to tell you what it's all about.
Oh, you don't understand it. It's too complicated.
It is quite complicated.
The first bit of shade. First bit of shade first thrown at Superman.
Like, I would expect some more shade.
Or at me.
Sorry, before we can I... Were you excited about the prospect of a new Superman movie? Not, I just want to understand what camp you're in.
Not particularly. Because, you know, I came of age in the age of Christopher Reeve, and I'm not sure why we really want to go back. But open-minded, I mean, Avengers Endgame is one of the great superheroes, so it's not just Old Man River. So I wasn't... But I was curious, you know, and I get to go and watch movies for a living. So I went with an open heart.
Yeah.
So what's good about this is that it starts in the middle of it. Right. So David Cornsweth plays Superman.
Kieran hates this stuff where it starts in the middle and
then
go
goes back.
No, it doesn't do that. Let me finish. No, so what it does is it doesn't give us the whole he was born backstory. Like that's referred to, but he's in the middle of a battle basically. So there's this place. It's America, right? But it's called Metropolis. And he's already gotten into trouble because there's been a war between Batavia and Janipar, these two countries, and Superman got involved. And now people are saying, oh,
so it's all made up countries in this.
So maybe this guy isn't that good. Lex Luthor may be trying to frame him. But the problem with this is a lot of the action takes place in a pocket universe, which is this other universe. And even though this is DC, not Marvel.
I blame Marvel for that.
This is Marvel esque nonsense that there's this other universe in. So Superman
has. Is this a way of it not being America? Technically,
no, but everyone knows it's America. I mean, know, Metropolis but is meant to be New York.
But I know Metropolis. It's a fictional city, but it's explicitly in the United States in the other Superman stuff.
It is in America, but other countries are made up. So it's not, I mean, there may be Trumpian allegories. I'm not sure what they are. But massive fights ensue between all these baddies and Lex Luthor trying
to kill Superman. Alternative universe.
Partially. So it goes between the two.
And you didn't even have to sit through it, Kieran. You're giving us these
on the side of the angels, he is good. Rachel Brosnan is good as Lois Lane. But there isn't a good enough story here. And there's too much CGI, and there's his dog, Crypto, which gets more screen time than Jimmy Olsen.
Why did we need the dog?
Well, apparently, if you read the comics, he's a big character in the comics.
Okay.
So James Gunn, who's in charge of this, thought that might be a good idea. I don't think it was.
So my problem is, while I was watching it, no, I wasn't looking forward to this because I think I just have superhero fatigue.
Yeah.
But when I watched it,
I have to say, I remember being excited about Man of Steel when it came out. Just excited to see it. Now, this is before, you see, we had the 7,000 different, before Marvel universes and everything. Yeah. And I even remember the scene where he's kind of Superman in it for the first time and the plane is crashing. I remember thinking, this is cool. And they played the music. You know, the Superman music. I thought, this is actually kind of cool.
And that's what you don't get, Kieran, right? So I think I went into this, I was like, not another one. And then I saw the Daily Planet and my little journalistic nerd got really excited and went, oh my gosh, I remember why I loved this when I was a kid. I wanted to be Lois Lane, not for Superman. I wanted to work at the Daily Planet, right? Mm. So I got very excited about that stuff. And then I was like, okay, maybe... I do like David Cornsweth, who plays the new Superman. I think he's perfect for it. I was like, okay, this could work. But then it's not about Superman. There are too many other characters. We've got this really daggy group called the Justice Group. They're trying to like tweak their names. And like, I took my 10-year-old nephew with me, who's so excited. He's going through his superhero phase now. And he's like, I'm really looking forward to this. I was like, Aunty Serena, why wasn't Superman doing the saving? Why were there bits when Superman had to be saved? That's the story I wanted told. I don't care if this is in the comics. Yeah. If you're going to reintroduce it, let's have Superman from the start and let's see him take the glasses off, become Superman. None of that stuff. So that's what was missing for
me. Like a superhero story, not to do them any disrespect, but it should be writable on the back of an envelope.
Yeah.
Like Superman 2 is probably my favourite one ever. What's it about? Three baddies come and he has to fight them. Like simple punches like that are what makes superhero movies great. Not this kind of what? Which universe are we in now?
How many
Who's
characters?
That? Yeah.
So does it feel a little like this... the point of this movie was to just set up more movies, yes, then. The way you describe this Justice team or whoever they are.
Universe building from the start. And this is DC's new entry into it all.
Which is
I don't even read the prologue in a book. I skip straight to chapter 1. I think this is pointless. If this mattered, it'd be a chapter. So I'm just going to go straight into chapter 1.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, wrong, but interesting.
Yeah.
But look, my 10-year-old nephew, he did...
I definitely don't read the epilogue. Does anyone read epilogues?
Yeah.
It's part of the story.
No, it's not part of the story. It's not part of
the
story.
Why do you not read the epilogue?
It's just... It's because there's no... The story has been... Has been nicely tied in a bow by the final page.
Not really, because if they feel like there's an epilogue, they need to tell you
something
else.
No, they don't. They don't. That's just a way of the kind of the author just can't let go and just didn't know how to get stuff into the story, so they just give them a few pages at the exit of the book.
So you're letting go for them, yeah?
Yeah, just it's pointless. It's pointless. Do not read. You probably do. You read the footnotes and the index,
please. I tried not to do those in my own essays.
Prologues and epilogues. Life is too short, Serena.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'll give you that. But
and life is too short for Superman,
but
it sounds
what
like.
I will
the anti-log man.
But what I will say, it didn't go for 2.5 hours. It went for 2 hours and 10 minutes. And there are a few cameos thrown in there as well. I'm not going to spoil them. If you're taking a 10-year-old boy with you, I asked my 10-year-old nephew, would you go back and see this again? He said, yep, I'd bring my friends to see it. He wished it was a bit shorter and he wished there was just more of Superman. If you're going to give us
I'm not sure they'd put on the poster, at least it's only 2 hours and 10 minutes.
It's also CGI'd at times.
A lot,
much of its life. You know?
Yeah.
You need some practical effects in superhero movies, I think, anyway. You know?
Yeah, anyway.
I was disappointed. I wish I had brought my 13-year-old to get a sense of what he would, because that's interesting. Because I wonder, are we just, you know, three people in a room here? As in, we're not the target, but that's not true. I mean, everyone watches superhero movies. There are lots of people, so yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
My kids watched the first Jurassic Park for the first time just the other day.
And?
Right.
Because when we were in France on holidays, we had like a TV with a handful of channels on it. And one evening, myself and my daughter were watching the second one in German. As one does.
With no subtitles.
And then I said, no subtitles. Do you know what? You actually get away with it.
Yeah.
Because, like, as John says, the premise is just so simple. People on island, dinosaurs trying to eat them, they must escape. Full stop. Like, that's it. And then they get way more complicated, but they love the first one.
Who does? We were talking about that last week.
You know.
Great fun last week.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, anyway. Who's on your show this week?
Patrick Bergen.
Oh. It's throwing shade left, right and centre.
Yeah, I tell you. No, I'm disappointed by Superman. Like, I remember it was the second movie I ever saw, Superman 2 in the Savoy in 1981, and people screaming when he flew for the first time. You know, there's none of that.
Do you know what? I think that you've hit the nail.
I'm too old.
No, I think you've hit the nail on the head. When it comes to Superman, I know we have all these other superheroes, but there's something magical and special about Superman. And I did not feel that once in this. And it's not because of the actors. I thought the actors were great, but I just felt they weren't given their time to shine. It was all about James Gunn being able to show you his action sequences, bringing in this justice group, bringing in things that didn't need to be brought in.
What's his name, Nicholas Holt? What's he like as Lex Luthor?
Okay, I thought. I mean, impossible villain. Oh, I should point out, I just had a Google around. Like, it's dividing critics, for want of a better word. Seems to be doing slightly better in America for some reason, if you look at the critical coverage of it so far. So I don't know if there's something in that. But so not everyone is hating on it. Plenty
All right.
of
it's not terrible.
No,
I just think, I think we're disappointed because we're expecting something
completely
different.
Listen, it's kind of crap. Anyway, Superman, it's in cinemas. Too Much. What is Too Much? It's a TV show?
I love this. So this is from Lena Dunham, who years ago did Girls, one of my favourite HBO series. She's back and she's writing for a 20-something-year-old girl now. Her name is Jessica, who is played brilliantly by Megan Stolter. Do you watch Hacks?
I've seen some of it.
Okay, she's in Hacks. She's one of my favourite characters from Hacks. She is a New Yorker who's going through a breakup. Her ex-brother-in-law says she works in a production company, and he says to her, look, do you want to go over to London and run this commercial that I'm making in London? I think you'd be perfect for it. So she goes over to London and her life changes while she's there. That's the simple enough premise.
You've seen it too, John? So where can people see this?
This is
Netflix. Oh, it's on Netflix show. Okay.
10 episodes.
Is it any good?
You see, Serena's loving this and I don't like to disagree with her. I thought Girls was one of the best TV shows ever made. Like, it's in my top five. I just thought it was brilliant. So I was very excited about Lena Dunham writing something new, quirky, rom-com-y kind of thing, to an extent.
To an extent, yeah.
And I just found it a bit slow and ponderous. She gets into a relationship with Will Sharp, who's this London boyfriend. Oh, all sorts of things. He was in A Real Pain. He's in The White Lotus.
Is he in A Real Pain?
Yeah. He plays the tour guide in it as well. Yeah, but I just thought their relationship didn't kind of hang together. I thought he looked a bit disinterested, not just in her, but also in the show. And Girls just rattled along. Every week there was something different. This didn't rattle along for me. But
so what I think is starting to happen is I think we are now getting episodes all at once, right? Yeah. And we expect everything to be bingeable. So when we're watching Girls, we were watching it one episode a week.
Yes.
So we had time for the ideas that they were throwing out to sort of sink in and to mull over. Now we're going, this isn't fast enough. It's an hour long. We want to be able to binge it. We're taking too much. And I think where too much probably would have benefited from is if they took what Prime tend to do and what Apple tend to do. I think releasing this weekly would have worked because I think we need time to digest what's happening for the moments to become bigger moments. I mean, the cast is incredible. The central cast, we've got Rhea Perlman, who plays a granny. She was from Cheers. We've got Rita Wilson. Lena Dunham is in it as well. But then the guest cast, Andrew Scott appears in two episodes. He's brilliant in it. Stephen Fry, Naomi Watts, Jessica Alba, Richard E. Grant, Rita Ora, Jennifer
Naomi
Saunders.
Watts is in there, isn't she?
Yep, Kit Harington. So, and these names don't take away from what's happening. I just thought this, I think this is a great look at a 20-something-year-old girl's life.
But did you find their relationship, the central one, her new boyfriend Will Sharp and Megan's relationship, I don't know, it just didn't seem to hang together for me. I can't imagine them being together in real life, kind of.
I think as time went on, at the start I was just like, no, this is, and look, it is a bit too nicely wrapped up and whatever, but I think as time went on, I started to see both their stories and I really liked it. I think it's not just a rom-com. It's dealing with grief. It's dealing with pain. It's dealing with loss. It's dealing with hope and dreams. I loved it. I love, love, love it. And I hope there's a season two.
Okay, I'm not going to watch that.
No, you're not.
I was a bit reductive saying it's a rom-com. There's more to it than that.
No, but it is being sold as a bit of a rom-com. So
Too Much is on Netflix for people who do want to watch it. We Live in Time is also on Netflix.
Oh. Great, I love movie. This is my film of 2025.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just, do you know what? I'm getting emotional even just thinking about it. Did you watch it at the cinema?
Oh yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh, they play Andrew Garfield's divorced. He meets Florence Pugh.
She runs him over, doesn't she? At the start.
That's what happens.
It puts him into the hospital and it's their relationship over time.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Over years.
Like Back to the Future. When he falls out of the tree. And
trust you to bring it down.
You know? No, bring it down. Sorry, bring it down. Bring it down.
He falls out of the tree.
I have an issue with that. I have an issue with that.
Well, do you know what? I love Back to the Future too. But no,
this is not like Back to the Future in any way.
What I love about this, it's under 2 hours. It's under 2 hours and it is one of the most beautiful, heartbreaking, gorgeous, sublime films you would watch. And if you missed it at the cinema, this was a beautiful movie to watch at the cinema, but if you've missed it and you want to watch something this weekend, watch this.
And
it's just gorgeous.
What's so good about, like, why?
So
like, what's the premise?
No spoiler to say she gets sick.
Oh, right,
okay. And he has to go through all that with her. But it, kind of like, I mean, you're not really allowed to invoke Woody Allen anymore, but there's an Annie Hall time frame to it where it skips around in the relationship. And at first you're going, oh, this is too chaotic, but then it forms a narrative. It's gorgeous. It really
and their
is.
Performances.
Oh, brilliant.
Like award-winning performances. Yeah. It's just beautiful.
It is lovely.
I'll be watching it.
Directed by an Irishman whose name momentarily escapes me. He did Intermission. He did episode. What's that guy's name again?
John Crowley.
John Crowley. There we go.
There you are. John Crowley made it. So We Live in Time. That's on Netflix.
Yeah.
If you missed it in the cinema, it's 1 hour and 48. Superman is in the cinema. It's 2 hours and 10. But as Serena says, it's only 2 hours and 10 minutes. Watch this movie. And Too Much is, so it's all up there now?
Yeah,
all 10 episodes are
as
up there
today,
now.
Yeah.
As of today, all 10 episodes. And that is on Netflix. And John, Patrick Bergen on the show.
Yes, it was great to talk. I never spoke to him. 74, he's in great nick. I don't know why I'm saying he's 74. It's just he's been around so long. He was talking about working with Julia Roberts. Do you remember Sleeping with the Enemy? And
yes.
All that
yeah.
And that's still a movie that has had a life because it's all about, not to be a downer, but coercive control. And all. But you remember him in that? He was petrifying.
Yes.
As this horrible, horrible husband. So he talks about that and being in EastEnders and loads more. Great
he
guy.
He was in EastEnders?
He was, opposite Danny Dyer a couple of years ago. He's had a mad career.
Okay.
That is mad. If you just, you know, sometimes you turn on one of these soaps, yeah. you haven't watched it in a long time, and there's Patrick Burry again. Yeah.
Talking to Danny Dyer, going, all right, mate.
It's a crossover I was not expecting. Yeah. Anyway, that's on Screen Time this week with John Faraday, Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.